The fifth trait needed to attain Torah is be'ema, with awe. And as the sages teach us, just the way the Torah was given on Mount Sinai and the entire nation was beheld with awe, so too, when everybody approaches the Torah, they have to learn it with awe. The question is why? So there are two explanations given in the commentaries. One is that a person has to have proper awe of his Rebbe in order to be able to receive what he's saying without doubt and with the proper honor and respect due to the Rebbe. And a second and deeper understanding is that the sages tell us that when a person sits and learns Torah, it's as if God Himself is sitting there learning with him. And if that's the case, we know of the trepidation and the awe and the fear that the high priest had when he was the only one that was allowed to enter the Holy of Holies only one day a year with immense preparation and spiritual subjugation before entering. Yet here, every time somebody sits down to learn Torah and is learning Torah, God Himself is there with him. So obviously, you have to have that proper awe. The sphira of the day is Hod Shebechesed, the splendor within the kindness. Hod also is from the word Hoda, which means either to admit or to thank. And the idea is that a person has to use the power of admission and thanks to develop his love for God and his fellow man and use that in his service of God. And therefore, whenever he thinks about the tremendous kindness and good that his Creator showered upon him and bestows upon him, obviously the first response should be to thank Hashem for it, admit the right that was being done, and give thanks to God. So too, when a person himself realizes that he is giving over of that good to his fellow, not only is it enough to do the kindness, but he has to realize not only is he doing good, but he has to admit and realize that it's not his own kindness that is being done. He's more of a vehicle through which God can benefit the other. More, he has to thank God for that privilege to be able to benefit and to help his friend. We should all merit to properly thank God properly, as well as benefit our friends and thank them for all that they do for us.